Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm V, and this is my very first podcast. Yay! I'm so excited about this. Oh my God, is that a frog? Oh my God. Y'all, I'm so excited about this. Sorry about that. I got distracted, and that's real. That happens to me a lot in life, you know, for the people who want to admit stuff like that. But that happens to me a lot in life. This is my very first podcast, and when I tell y'all, I do not know what I'm doing, but I just know I'm supposed to be doing it. Y'all ever felt like that where you just don't know what you're doing, but you know that it's the reason why you're doing it? Again, I'm D. I'm from Georgia. What I'm trying to create here is a family of listeners. I want you guys to be very involved. This isn't just my podcast. This is your podcast, too. I want you guys to tell me about yourselves. I want you to have fun. I want to talk about the things that's going on in the world, the things that we can't control, and the things that we think that we can't control, but we maybe could do something about it. Again, I'm V. I am 30 years old, still trying to learn my way and navigate my way through this thing called life. I have so far to go, but I feel like I'm learning a lot in these later years, just trying to... like I said, navigate. And it's like, you know, when you're younger and you're like 15, 16, you're like, I can't wait till I'm grown. But I don't know. Some people say they ain't never did that, but I was one who did. I can't wait till I'm grown. But I did not know, y'all, it was going to be like this. But, you know, I thank God for it, another day above ground or whatever. But, hey, I enjoy listening to podcasts. I really do. To the point where my other half is like, you know, why you listening to those things? Like, you funny. Why, you and your sisters, y'all sound like the party. It sound like I'm listening to y'all talk. So I just figure, why not do this myself? Why not talk to somebody and get a group of followers and a group of family? Not followers, because I want us to be a family. Why not get a group of family who can talk about the things that, you know, I enjoy talking to and talking about with my sisters? I have a 9-year-old daughter. I'm a part of the working poor class, meaning I go to work every day, but, you know, just somehow make it enough to make it. So I'm thankful for it, you know what I'm saying? But I do strive, and I aspire to do more, aspire to do better. But maybe we can help each other through this podcast. Maybe it's some things that I've been through that I can talk to you about, and maybe some things that you've been through that you can talk to me about it. You know, we can grow together. Also, there's a lot of things going on in the world that just pisses me off, y'all. Like, it makes me mad, you know. I do like pop culture. I can't relate to it, but I like it, you know. And I like to talk about it from time to time. But I also like to talk about us, things that we're going through. The questions that we have that we can't necessarily Google or ask Yahoo questions or Quora or anything like that. I want to be able to talk to you guys about it, so... Hopefully, you'll listen to this. This is just a first podcast. Like I said, I'm learning my way through this. And you can give me some feedback, some things that you might want to talk about, some things that you might want to do. If you can identify me as a 30-year-old black woman in America and may not have your voice heard as much as you would like to, let this be your platform, girl. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. We can talk about anything. There's no judgment. I don't want no judgment here. I want opinions, yeah, because there may be something that I may be feeling, and you can help me to do better, you know, each reach one, teach one. I want to learn, and I want you to learn, too, and I want us to have a lot of fun, y'all. I'm super goofy, man. Y'all just don't know. I love to laugh, and I'm a people's person, so let's do this. I'm really excited about this. This is another one of the things where I don't know why I'm doing this in this moment, y'all. This morning I had a few meetings to go to, and then I had some personal business to attend to, you know. But he made a way. Thank you, Jesus. So as I was home, though, you know what you're supposed to do. You're doing what you're supposed to do, but sometimes you can get a little sidetrack, and then you start, that thing called anxiety kicks in, and then it just takes away, and then you just get sad. Well, my sister, shout out to Nushi, y'all. Nushi, that's my sister. It's one of my sisters. She just had a baby. Her baby like 9 months. He's going on 10 months, so he's about to be a year old. I call him Carl Thomas. I might try and put, I'm not going to put his picture out there, because y'all, my sister's super private, so I might put a picture of Carl Thomas out there, and y'all will just know why Carl Thomas is the photo cover for this podcast, because I really love my nephew dearly, the first boy in the family that we made, y'all. We did it. We made a boy. But God got a way of timing, a funny way of timing, but I really honestly believe that there's no such thing as coincidences. I was sitting in my bathroom, y'all, head in the hand, y'all. I don't know why whenever us as women or black people, when we go through things, I don't know, am I the only one? Y'all let me know. When I'm going through something, I always make my way to the bathroom. Like, I guess that's my war room. Some people have war rooms. Some people have closets, but I can't sit in my closet. My closet's so unorganized, y'all. It's unorganized. Not even an organized mess. It's just so unorganized, y'all. Jesus. So I make my way to the bathroom, and I just be sitting there, you know. Y'all, I just be sitting there. Like the answers just don't drop. I don't know why I sit in the bathroom, but I do. And then I just get up and like, all right, shit, come on, let's finish the goddamn day. But I was sitting in the bathroom, and she sent me a text. Now, mind you, we always trip about doing podcasts and, you know, letting the world hear how goofy we are and everything like that. She always tell me, man, you so funny, you need to put yourself out there. But, you know, we create these demons. We create these walls that kind of places us in the boxes of fear. But she's like, man, you funny. Let's do this podcast or whatever. She always says this. Now, she ain't said it in a minute, but she always says this. And I'm like, oh, well, you got to get a microphone and you got to get this and you got to get that. But here we go. Again, I'm sitting in my war room. I'm sitting in the bathroom just praying that the ancestors just going to drop the answers to me, you know, to be able to fix my problem and, you know, just sitting there. And then all of a sudden she texts this platform to my phone and says, hey, just texting you some free ways to start a podcast. And I looked at it and I was like, okay. But then I looked at it as a 30-year-old, and I'm like, why would she text me this, like, right now, like, as I'm going through this? Why would she do this? And a part of me being 30 years old and a part of me trying to break out of this shell of life that I have made for myself is understanding that nothing is a coincidence. So why not try it? Maybe this is a way for me to gain my new family, y'all. Maybe this is a way for us to be heard. I don't want this to be big just for me. I want this to be big for everybody because, you know, if we make it, if we do this and we become this family, like, we can learn something. We can teach each other so much, you know, have a sisterhood, a brotherhood, you know. So, again, I'm excited. This is my first podcast. I am the, for those of you who just tuned in, and I'm going to go ahead and publish this. It's raw. It's unpolished. But I'm going to publish this, and I want you guys to listen. I'm going to try and get it out to as many people as I can. And I want you guys to listen to this, and I am definitely open to any constructive criticism, y'all. Let me tell you something. I'm so raw with this. Like, this is so uncut. I'm sitting in my car right now in front of my apartment. Like, I'm just sitting in the car talking to y'all. So I want y'all to give me some constructive criticism. Help me. Shit. I always be talking about, you know, what we need to do, what we need. Help me. Lift me up. Tell me what I need to do. Help me. Assist me in this process. Let's do this together. If you want to talk about yourself, if there's something that you're going through, I'm not no genie. I don't got the answers to it, but I feel like, you know, once we grow our family and everything like that, we'll be able to help each other through the things that we've been through. You know, I got friends, but not like that. But I do remember when I did have friends that, a lot of the things that I went through, we were able to talk about. And, you know, I don't handle what I go through just like you, but there may be something that you went through in a way that you resolved it that sparked something inside of me and made me put my own little twist to it, and I got through it. So let's do that with each other. Again, this is my first podcast. So, y'all, message me. Let me know what you think. Let's talk, and I'm going to try and do this podcast on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so until I get the hang of it. So again, y'all, let me know what you think. I'm excited about this. And until next time, you guys be good, be safe, and love.